Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
G'day, Mike Hussey here, but you can call me Mr. Supercoach. KFC Supercoach BBL is back and there's 25 grand up for grabs. So what are you waiting for? Play today at supercoach.com.au.
T's and C's apply. New South Wales authorisation number TP/01005.
Welcome to Sports Day with Badge and Sats. Two footy legends covering all things sport for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed.
Hello and welcome to a Thursday night edition of Sports Day with Badge and Sats. Woogie here as well. I just want to, Badge, you're coming from your home studio, aren't you?
Yes,
tonight.
I am.
Which team finished fourth last year?
They came 13th.
Okay. Mm. Who is it?
West Tigers.
Ah.
So this is an interesting one. We always talk about your favourite players from those clubs. Do we include West and Balmain?
Oh, I think we do, Scott. Okay. I think we should, you know, pay homage to history and don't leave out West Magpies and Balmain Tigers.
For those who are just tuning in for the first time, what we do, because Badge is working from his home studio, we name it after players or player each night, and at the moment we're running through the clubs. And if it's the first time you've ever listened in, 0457 736 736, send us a text with your favourite Balmain Tigers or Western Suburbs Magpies player of all time. Badge, I wish you were here. I really do, because I'm getting sick of this guy sitting opposite me.
Zero, he's our hero. That's okay. My favourite.
Is that your favourite?
And blocker.
I'm going to throw in Tommy Radonikis, who I used to, you know, as a young bloke, just watch him playing for New South Wales against Queensland. And then he came and played up after he finished in Sydney, played up in the Brisbane Comp and coached. And what a hard man. What a great man he was, Tommy.
Johnny Rebo de Brassac.
Yes.
Great player as well.
He's a winger, lock forward.
Goal kicker too, wasn't he? Winger. Was he a goal kicker as well?
I think Reeves might have kicked a few goals.
With a big victor on his on the front of his jersey. Hey, Mickey G got in early and he agrees with you, Sats. Paul Sirenin, thanks for sending that through, Mickey G. Send your text through 0457 736 736. Sats and I into another argument before we came on tonight.
Oh, no.
Badge, let me ask you and our listeners on 0457 736 736. This is the stuff we talk about and it just frustrates me. Are the Spice Girls considered a band or a group? What would you say, Badge?
What?
Yeah, this is the stuff we talk. These are the big issues in the Sports Day office.
Can't they be both?
No, they can't be.
Isn't that the same thing?
No.
A band is... What?
I say they're a band. I think they're the most overrated
band of all time.
Were
the Beatles a band?
They're a band.
Yeah.
What's a group?
Well, a group is a bunch of people who sing who don't have instruments.
Really?
A band has instruments, don't they?
No, band is a band.
No,
a musical band.
A group.
No, you're wrong.
Oh, okay, we're wrong, Sats.
You're wrong. A band, you got to play, like, if a band turns
up... they're the worst band/group ever.
Okay, have you ever heard of the South...
Is Milli Vanilli a band or a group?
They're a duo.
Oh, here we go.
They're not a...
Oh, my God. But they didn't even sing or play.
Oh, that's harsh.
What?
Is that new news? I never knew that.
Yeah, good.
Hey, big show coming up tonight. Sats has been reading a book, and we thought we'd catch up with
the author.
That's big news. I know. You know, he tried to tell me today that he's got three books on the go at the moment.
I have got three.
Books.
I've constantly got three books on the go.
Comic books don't count, mate.
That's a great thing. What? Do you ever have them digitally, Sats, or you just read them?
No, I'm a hard pages. No, I'm hard pages. I've got to have the book in my hand.
Hard copy for a hard man. Yeah.
Who's your favourite author?
Well, I never read fiction, ever.
Spice Girls?
Jackie Collins?
Never read fiction.
Well, it's only true stuff.
Yes.
Okay, so only non-fiction.
Only non-fiction.
Mick Collis, author of Australia's Toughest Sports People.
This is real.
This is unbelievable.
I have twice.
Yeah, you guys spoke to him earlier this afternoon. This is such a good chat, and I'll put the whole interview up on what do you call that thing?
Podcast.
A podcast after the
Instagram.
Show. After the show, but it's so good. We've put it into two bits. So you'll hear the first bit real soon and then in around about an hour's time, part two of it. You've got to listen to this and you've got to buy this book. Mm. It's unbelievable. So he'll be joining us real soon. Some breaking news this afternoon. Paul Momorowski is leaving the Panthers. He's agreed to join the Sydney Roosters on a three-year deal immediately. Warriors apparently close. Deal with worth in excess of $300K a year. Good move.
Good move. Really good signing. Mm. I think this is his fourth club now, isn't it, in as many years. He was part of the loan agreement also a couple of years ago. One of those first ones that was happening with Harry Grant and Paul Morosky.
Tigers to Melbourne.
Yeah. So he's a good player. I think he has really been an unsung hero for the Panthers this year. A tremendous player. And I think it's a really good signing. Of course, they've had the Morris boys that have retired from rugby league. So he's at a good age as well, Paul Momorowski.
Mm. Excellent stuff there. Nice. Some text messages coming through. St. Boyd, guys, the Spice Girls are a group.
Yeah, we've also got another one here in the same topic. I agree. A band needs instruments.
Thank
a group
you.
Doesn't have instruments, but they need a good manager.
One of them plays that jingly bell thing.
A what?
You know, with that and you wrap it on your arm.
The Baracas? You've got to have good maracas, don't you, in a group?
No, they're called maracas.
Oh, right.
They've all
it's
got
like you're telling me today that the famous song, the nips are getting bigger. Yeah, no, it's nips are getting better. It's never been better. It's nips are getting bigger.
All right, we don't have to go into
the
all these details.
Song.
Yes.
Why were you going to play that?
I don't know. I don't even know why that. Why do all these stupid discussions
this
come up?
This is what we argue about, Badge.
All day. Badge, and it's so frustrating. Mick Collis is joining us. Andrew Bensley previews the Cox Plate. Big weekend of racing coming up. We'll have a chat to him. Can I throw out a question without notice?
Go for it.
For you this afternoon and for our listeners. I'd love your opinion on this as well. This is a question without notice. With all the stuff that's going on with Ben Simmons at the moment, has he joined the ranks of Nick Kyrgios and Bernard Tomic?
Correct.
Absolutely. Yeah, really? That bad?
Yeah, I think, as we spoke about last night, I think this was instigated by his team, the 76ers, after they bundled out of the finals last year when they felt as though that he froze in the moment and all of a sudden they felt as though that they needed to trade him. So it didn't send a great message to the player. But now moving forward, he's got to be a little bit tougher mentally. This is what happens in sport. Sometimes it doesn't go your way, but you come out the other side a lot tougher for it. And Ben Simmons, unfortunately, is not being seen in a very good light to other franchises as well.
Badge?
Oh, I've never seen him play a second of basketball, so I shouldn't make too much of a comment. Sounds like he's carrying on like a pork chop, but I don't know. Can he play? Does it matter if he can or not?
He can play. He can't shoot, but he can play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Shoot us a text, speaking of. 0457 736 736. We always finish the show on a Thursday night with a song. We put up a song each. You tell us which one we should end the show with. Badge, you've got this tonight. Why?
Well, it's Cox Plate coming up on Saturday, and it's going to be some rain around, a bit wet Friday night and Saturday afternoon. It could be a wet Cox Plate. Could be a stormy Cox Plate.
You know, great song as well. I wasn't a Doors fan, but a great song. And there was a surfing movie that came out in early 80s. It's called Storm Riders, and that was the theme song. It's a great song. Great documentary as well.
There you go. Right. You're not impressed, Woogie, anyway.
Oh, no, that's for people who like to cut people's hoses. That's what that song's for. Nothing. Reckless, why this? Sats, why are you picking this song?
Because at Cox Plate, people get reckless.
Are you?
What?
Is this Aussie Crawl?
James Rain.
It's Aussie Crawl.
Nah. Aussie Crawl.
Aussie Crawl.
And this is a band.
Yeah.
And he's a group.
Mate. Seriously, that is a far, far fetched.
What?
Why wouldn't you go the horses, Darrell Braithwaite, or something like that?
That's too obvious. Now, reckless, on a big race day, you get reckless on the punt, gamble responsibly. You get reckless on the drink responsibly. So it's a reckless weekend, Plate.
Can't do anything irresponsibly anymore, can you? I've got Turning Japanese because the Wallabies are taking on Japan on Saturday Arvo. Yeah, boy.
Are you saying that the Japanese are going to win?
Sure.
What do you mean?
Are you saying Japanese are going to win?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I'm not. I don't know. We're Who's turning our attention to the Japanese.
Is that Wah Wah Ni or something?
No, it's turning Japanese. I don't have to look that up. It wasn't Wah Wah Ni.
Oh, okay.
I got one wrong, didn't I? Anyway, tell us what we should end the show with tonight. 0457 736 736.
Sports Day Sports Update.
Farmers Business Network, October sale on now. Order online with confidence, fbn.com/direct. They bring you the sports update. Big news this afternoon out of the AFL, Sats.
Yeah, the AFL have confirmed that both men's and women's players must be fully vaccinated by the season kickoff, as well as the rugby league staff as well. It's the first top-level sport organisation in Australia to mandate
AFL,
the vaccinations.
You said,
yeah, the AFL.
Sorry. Rugby league. You mean, AFL.
Yeah, the AFL, men's and women's, yeah.
Right.
The players
okay.
and staff. So they're the, it's the first first organisation to...
That's huge.
Yeah, to confirm the mandate of vaccination. So it's massive. It's huge.
And, now, and are been we working... waiting for, are we expecting some kickback?
Oh, I think there will be some kickback, but from all reports, reading the story late this afternoon before we come on air, that this has been in consultation with the AFLPA as well. So...
Well, then there shouldn't be, should there?
Well, you think there wouldn't
no,
be.
But no, but they may not represent every single player. I mean, they represent the players, but not the views. I mean, could we reasonably predict there could be court action from someone? It could be a real test case. I think there's going to be a test case somewhere in Australia in some sport. Or some workplace,
well, there
about
always
people
is badge,
not being able
there?
To turn up. Yeah,
yeah. I remember when the draft first occurred in rugby league way back in. Oh, the Balmain player. I can't remember his name.
No, then, his was about the restrictions about where you lived.
Where you lived,
the areas
sorry.
You lived in.
But then Terry Hill.
Terry Hill challenged it
yeah,
in the
Yeah, Western
90s.
Roosters in the 90s, yeah.
0457 736 736. Lots of text messages coming through already. What's this one from Glennie, the Newcastle reality king, about... Oh, was The Bachelorette on last night, was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was the first episode. Oh. I shan't be watching it. I'm just over The Bachelorette and The Bachelor.
Sorry, Glenn.
Yeah. You're not going to read it out?
I can't find it. You can.
Oh, it says, "G'day, Bad Sats and Woogie. Well, yeah, I trust this early text." Blah 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 blah. Given David, aka David, won the White Rose. Oh, I don't care. I'm already lost.
Yeah. no one's watching.
Hi there, boys. Gary Jack.
I do like his updates, but
Grafton Bronco.
Did he send that back in himself? Oh.
Oh.
Grafton Bronco. Good on you, Jimmy. Nah, he was a gun player.
They're definitely having a go. There's a lot of people here having a go at you. I think they're trying to stir you up here. About Gary Jack.
Why?
They're just saying, I think they're deliberately saying Gary Jack to get
He was a favourite player for many. He won the Golden Boot.
Was that 85?
In 1986,
Badge?
I think.
86.
And incredibly, this baffles me, didn't make the top 100 players in Australia that they named, you know, 10 years later or 15 years later. How can you be the best player in the world for a season? And he would have been up there in the top five for a few seasons. He was a gun player. How does he not make the top 100?
Yeah.
Someone explain that to me. So, yeah, gun player. And he would have been a favourite for many, many footy fans and Balmain Tigers fans.
Warren Boland, winger, captain. Tim Brash, Duggo from Sevo.
Oh, Brat, yeah, good player.
17, played first grade at 17, he did.
Isn't that amazing how they had such a great fullback for such a long time, and you think, how are we going to replace him? And Gary Jack retires, Tim Brasher takes over. He did play in the wing and the centres for a bit, biding his time.
There's already one vote for Reckless. Thank you very much.
Hey, I see people, because we're doing your badge, you're from the West Tigers home studio tonight.
Benny.
People are giving us a West Tiger. Sorry, giving a West Magpie and a Balmain Tiger. Not a bad idea. The Ghost has sent Benny Elias and for a Magpie, definitely Tommy. And Spice Girls are definitely a group, not a band. Thank you, Ghost.
Is it? So there's a dead set different. I did not know there was a difference.
I don't think there is.
There is, mate. There is. Wow. Just concede you're wrong for once.
A group or a band?
Hey, the Aussies last night. Let's open up this debate as well. And I know we're on different sides of the ledger here. Warner failed again. He's had a shocking IPL.
Mm-hmm.
He's just not, I don't know, maybe he's not handling conditions in the UAE that well. The first T20 World Cup game comes up Saturday night against South Africa. Do you rest David Warner and bring someone else into open? That would be possibly Matthew Wade moving up the order. What are your thoughts, boys?
No,
I don't think you do. Oh, yeah, his warm-ups haven't been great. Badge, you and I have spoken about this, and Woogie at length as well off air, but I think Warner's one of those players that, one, he's a seasoned veteran, two, yeah, he shouldn't be able to rely on that. But they're always talking about who's going to partner Warner. It's not who's going to partner Finch or Wade. It's always been about who's going to partner Warner. And I think Warner is one of those players, and he may prove me wrong, I'm not quite sure, Badge, whether you agree or not, he's one of those guys that gets to the, he may get to the big event like the World Cup and fire. And I use Origin as an example. And Badge, you and I were talking off air about Origin players that have had really poor form, and not real poor form, but haven't been playing to their best, but they get to Origin and something, some trigger just flicks.
Yep.
In their body.
Yep. We've talked about Greg Inglis on a number of occasions, haven't we?
Yeah.
Slow into the season, hit Origin, and all of a sudden.
Your mate Peter Jackson was known for it.
Yeah, Bobby Linder as well,
yeah.
You know. Bobby Linder certainly, I think Parramatta fans blowing up a bit and going, hey, don't play like for us like you did, like you do for Queensland. And he was outstanding at representative level. Now, I've got to say, good club player too. But some players are like that. Back on Warner, though, how's he hitting him in the nets, Woogie?
Well, we don't know that. The Australian cricket team
that's
know
it.
That.
You know who does know that? The coach and the selectors. He could be smashing it and just in great touch and just, you know, just not just getting a couple of tough balls and or playing a rash shot. He'll sort that out. He'll be there first up. I've got no doubt at all. First up.
I hope he gets runs.
No, I don't think you do.
No, I do. Because I want. No,
I think you want to see him dropped.
No, I want to see Australia win. So I don't care who opens the batting. I just want to see Australia win. But how long do you stay in the team based on a past reputation? That's my question. And I'll throw it out to the listeners as well. Does Warner deserve to keep his spot in the opening T20 World Cup game? And it's a good debate to have. An absolute good debate.
I think he's got two games, and I think if he doesn't fire in the two games, and whether that's too late or not quite sure, but if he fails after two games, he may lose his position, and we may not see him in the T20 format again.
Is that win, lose, or draw, Sats, do you think? It doesn't matter how the Aussies go?
Yeah, no, I think...
You know, if they have really strong wins, but he's not going, maybe then they can't afford to...
Yeah.
So you've got to remember also, he's one of the best fieldsmen in the game. Mm. There are two parts of the game as well. He plays a huge role in field placement and also his energy in the field as well. So if they win, he'll keep his position. Mm. If they lose and he doesn't fire, I think, obviously, he'll be in the crosshairs.
Who's going to shine the ball?
Exactly.
Come on.
Legally.
We've got to move on from that now. Come on. All right, that's been our sports update. Why'd you have to bring that up?
Well, I'm just trying to back you up, Woogie, because you obviously don't want him there. So.
Oh, come on. Farmers Business Network, October sale on now. Order online with confidence, fbn.com/direct. Great to have you on board, Farmers Business Network. This is Sports Day for the new Kia Niro electric SUV range. It has landed. More of your texts to come soon, but up next, part one of your special chat with author of Australia's toughest sports people. You've got to listen to this. I promise you, you'll be blown away by some of these stories. Mick Collis joins us next on Sports Day.
Welcome to Sports Day with Badge and Sats. Two footy legends covering all things sport for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed.
Hello and welcome to a Thursday night edition of Sports Day with Badge and Sats. Woogie here as well. I just want to... Badge, you're coming from your home studio, aren't you,
yes,
tonight?
Yes, I am.
Which team finished fourth last year?
They came 13th.
Okay. Mm. Who is it?
West Tigers.
Ah.
So this is an interesting one. We always talk about your favourite players from those clubs. Do we include Wests and Balmain?
I think we do, Scott. Okay. I think we should, you know, pay homage to history and don't leave out West Magpies and Balmain Tigers.
For those who are just tuning in for the first time, what we do, because Badge is working from his home studio, we name it after players or player each night, and at the moment we're running through the clubs. And if it's the first time you've ever listened in, 0457 736 736, send us a text with your favourite Balmain Tigers or Western Suburbs Magpies player of all time. Badge, I wish you were here. I really do, because I'm getting sick of this guy sitting opposite me.
0-0, he's our hero. That's my favourite.
Is that your favourite?
And blocker.
I'm gonna throw in Tommy Radonikis, who I used to, you know, as a young bloke, just watch him playing for New South Wales against Queensland. Then he came and played up after he finished in Sydney, played up in the Brisbane Comp and coached. And what a hard man, what a great man he was, Tommy.
Johnny Rebo.
Johnny Rebo de Brassac.
Yes.
Great player as well.
He's a winger, lock forward.
Goal kicker too, wasn't he?
Winger.
Was he a goal kicker as well?
I think Reeves might have kicked a few goals.
With a big Victor on his on the front of his jersey. Hey, Mickey G got in early and he agrees with you, Sats. Paul Sirenin. Thanks for sending that through, Mickey G. Send your text through 0457 736 736. Sats and I into another argument before we came on tonight.
Oh, no.
Badge, let me ask you and our listeners on 0457 736 736. This is the stuff we talk about and it just frustrates me. Are the Spice Girls considered a band or a group? What would you say, Badge?
What?
Yeah, this is the stuff we talk. These are the big issues in the Sports Day office.
Can't they be both?
No, they can't be.
Isn't that the same thing?
No.
A band is... What?
I say they're a band. I think they're the most overrated band of all time.
Were the Beatles a band?
They're a band.
Yeah.
What's a group?
Well, a group is a bunch of people who sing who don't have instruments.
Really?
A band has instruments, don't they?
No, band is a band.
No,
a musical,
band is a group.
No, you're wrong.
Oh, okay, we're wrong, Sats.
You're wrong. A band, you got to play, like, if a band turns
up... Well, anyway, they're the worst band / group ever.
Okay, have you ever heard of the South...
Is Milli Vanilli a band or a group?
They're a duo.
Oh, here we go.
They're not a...
Oh, my God.
But they didn't even sing or play.
Oh, that's harsh.
What?
Is that new news? I never knew that.
Yeah, good.
Hey, big show coming up tonight. Sats has been reading a book, and we thought we'd catch up with
you. That's big news.
Author. I know. You know, he tried to tell me today that he's got three books on the go at the moment.
I have got three.
I've books.
Constantly got three books on the go.
Comic books don't count, mate.
That's a great thing. What? Do you ever have them digitally, Sats, or you just read him?
No, I'm a hard pages. No, I'm hard pages. I've got to have the book in my hand.
Hard copy for a hard man.
Yeah. Who's your favourite author?
Well, I never read fiction, ever.
Spice Girls?
Jackie Collins?
Never read fiction.
Well, it's only true stuff.
Yes.
Okay, so only non-fiction.
Only non-fiction.
Mick Collis, author of Australia's Toughest Sports People.
This is real.
This is unbelievable.
I have twice.
Yeah, you guys spoke to him earlier this afternoon. This is such a good chat, and I'll put the whole interview up on what do you call that thing?
Podcast.
A podcast after the
Instagram.
Show. After the show, but it's so good. We've put it into two bits, so you'll hear the first bit real soon, and then in around about an hour's time, part two of it. You've got to listen to this, and you've got to buy this book. It's unbelievable. So he'll be joining us real soon. Some breaking news this afternoon. Paul Momorowski is leaving the Panthers. He's agreed to join the Sydney Roosters on a 3-year deal immediately. Warriors are apparently close. Deal worth in excess of $300K a year. Good move.
Good move. Really good signing. This is his fourth club now, isn't it, in as many years. He was part of the loan agreement also a couple of years ago. One of those first ones that was happening with Harry Grant and Paul Momorowski.
Tigers players.
Yeah. So he's a good player. I think he has really been an unsung hero for the Panthers this year. A tremendous player. And I think it's a really good signing. Of course, they've had the Morris boys that have retired from rugby league. So he's at a good age as well, Paul Momorowski.
Excellent stuff there. Nice. Some text messages coming through. St. Boyd, guys, the Spice Girls are a group.
Yeah, we've also got another one here in the same topic. I agree. A band needs instruments.
Thank
a group
you.
Doesn't have instruments, but they need a good manager.
One of them plays that jingly bell thing.
A what?
You know, with and you'd wrap it on your arm.
The baracas. You've got to have good baracas, don't you, in a group?
No, they're called maracas.
Oh, right.
They've all
it's
got
It's like you telling me today that the famous song, The Nips Are Getting Bigger. Yeah, no, it's Nips Are Getting Better. It's never been better. It's Nips Are Getting Bigger.
All right, we don't have to go into
mental
all these
song.
Details.
Yes.
Why were you going to play that?
I don't know. I don't even know why that. Why do all these stupid discussions
this
come up?
This is what we argue about, Badge.
All day. Badge, and it's so frustrating. Mick Collis is joining us. Andrew Bensley previews the Cox Plate. Big weekend of racing coming up. We'll have a chat to him. Can I throw out a question without notice?
Go for it.
For you this afternoon. And for our listeners, I'd love your opinion on this as well.
Judge Judy.
This is a question without notice. With all the stuff that's going on with Ben Simmons at the moment, has he joined the ranks of Nick Kyrgios and Bernard Tomic?
Correct.
Absolutely. Yeah, really, that bad.
Yeah, I think, as we spoke about last night, I think this was instigated by his team, the 76ers, after they bundled out of the finals last year when they felt as though that he froze in the moment, and all of a sudden they felt as though that they needed to trade him. So it didn't send a great message to the player. But now moving forward, you know, he's got to be a little bit tougher mentally. This is what happens in sport. Sometimes it doesn't go your way, but you come out the other side a lot tougher for it. And Ben Simmons, unfortunately, is not being seen in a very good light to other franchises as well.
Badge?
I've never seen him play a second of basketball, so I shouldn't make too much of a comment. Sounds like he's carrying on like a pork chop, but I don't know. Can he play? Does it matter if he can or not?
He can play. He can't shoot, yeah. But he can play.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Mm. Shoot us a text, speaking of. 0457 736 736. We always finish the show on a Thursday night with a song. We put up a song each. You tell us which one we should end the show with. Badge, you've got this tonight. Why?
Well, it's Cox Plate coming up on Saturday, and it's going to be some rain around, a bit wet Friday night and Saturday afternoon. It could be a wet Cox Plate. Could be a stormy Cox Plate.
You know, great song as well. I wasn't a Doors fan, but great song. And there was a surfing movie that came out in early 80s. It's called Storm Riders, and that was the theme song. It's a great song. Great documentary as well.
There you go. Right. You're not impressed, Woogie, anyway.
Oh, no, that's for people who like to cut people's hoses. That's what that song's for. Nothing. Reckless, why this? Sats, why are you picking this song?
Because at Cox Plate, people get reckless.
Are you?
What? Is this Aussie Crawl?
James Rain.
It's Aussie Crawl.
Yeah, Aussie Crawl.
It's Aussie Crawl.
And this is a band.
Yeah.
And he's a group.
Mate. Seriously, that is a far-fetched.
What?
Why wouldn't you go the horses, Darryl Braithwaite or something like that?
That's too obvious. Now, reckless, on a big race day, you get reckless on the punt, gamble responsibly. You get reckless on the drink responsibly. So it's a reckless weekend, Cox Plate.
Can't do anything irresponsibly anymore, can you? I've got Turning Japanese because the Wallabies are taking on Japan on Saturday Arvo. Yeah, boy.
Are you saying that the Japanese are going to win?
Sure.
What do you mean?
Are you saying the Japanese are going to win?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I'm not. I don't know. We're
Who's
turning our attention to the Japanese.
Is that Wawa-ni or something?
No, it's Turning Japanese. I don't have to look that up. It wasn't Wawa.
Oh, okay.
I got one wrong, didn't I? Anyway, tell us what we should end the show with tonight. 0457 736 736.
Sports Day, Sports Update.
Farmers Business Network, October sale on now. Order online with confidence, fbn.com/direct. They bring you the Sports Update. Big news this afternoon out of the AFL, Sats.
Yeah, the AFL have confirmed that both men's and women's players must be fully vaccinated by the season kickoff, as well as the rugby league staff as well. It's the first top-level sport organisation in Australia to mandate
AFL,
the vaccinations.
Yeah, the AFL. Sorry, rugby league. You mean, AFL.
Yeah, the AFL, men's and women's, yeah.
Right.
The players
okay.
and staff. So they're the, it's the first first organisation to...
That's huge.
Yeah, to confirm the mandate of vaccination. So it's massive, it's huge.
And, now, and are we waiting for, are we expecting some kickback?
I think there will be some kickback, but for more reports, reading the story late this afternoon before we come on air, that this has been in consultation with the AFLPA as well. So,
well, then there shouldn't be, should there?
Well, you think there wouldn't
no,
be.
But they may not represent every single player. I mean, they represent the players, but not the views. I mean, could we reasonably predict there could be court action from someone? It could be a real test case. I think it's going to be a test case somewhere in Australia in some sport or some workplace.
Well, there always is
people not being able to turn up. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when the draft first occurred in rugby league way back in the Balmain player. I can't remember his name.
No, then, his was about the restrictions about where you lived.
But then Terry Hill
challenged in
the
90s.
Western Roosters in the 90s, yeah.
0457 736 736. Lots of text messages coming through already. What's this one from Glenny, the Newcastle reality king, about? Oh, was The Bachelorette on last night?
It was the first episode. Oh. I shan't be watching it. I'm just over The Bachelorette and The Bachelor.
Sorry, Glenn.
You're not going to read it out?
I can't find it. You can.
Oh, it says, "G'day, Bad Sats and Woogie. Well, yeah, I trust this early text." Blah 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 blah. Given David, aka David, won the White Rose. Oh, I don't care. I'm already lost.
Yeah. Okay. No one's watching.
Hi there, boys. Gary Jack.
I do like his updates, but
Grafton Bronco.
Did he send that back in himself? Oh.
Oh.
Grafton Bronco. Good on you, Jimmy. Nah, he was a gun player.
They're definitely having a go. There's a lot of people here having a go at you. I think they're trying to stir you up here. About Gary Jack.
Why?
They're just saying, I think they're deliberately saying Gary Jack to get a
He was a favourite player for many. He won the Golden Boot.
Was that 85?
In 1986, I think.
86.
And incredibly, this baffles me, didn't make the top 100 players in Australia that they named, 10 years later or 15 years later. How can you be the best player in the world for a season? And he was he would have been up there in the top five for a few seasons. He was a gun player. How does he not make the top 100?
Yeah,
someone explain that to me. So yeah, gun player, and he would have been a favourite for many, many footy fans and Balmain Tigers fans.
Warren Boland, winger, captain. Tim Brasher, Duggo from Sevo.
Oh, Brat, yeah, good player.
17, played first grade at 17, he did.
Isn't that amazing how they had such a great fullback for such a long time, and you think, how are we going to replace him? And Gary Jack retires, Tim Brasher takes over. He did play in the wing and the centres for a bit, biding his time.
There's already one vote for Reckless. Thank you very much.
Hey, I see people, because we're doing your badge, you're from the West Tigers home studio tonight. Benny. People are giving us a West Tiger. Sorry, giving a West Magpie and a Balmain Tiger. Not a bad idea. The Ghost has sent Benny Elias and for a Magpie, definitely Tommy. And Spice Girls are definitely a group, not a band. Thank you, Ghost.
Is that, so there's a dead set different? I did not know there was a difference.
I don't think there is.
There is, mate. There is. Just concede you're wrong for once.
A group or a band?
Hey, the Aussies last night, let's open up this debate as well. And I know we're on different sides of the ledger here. Warner failed again. He's had a shocking IPL. Mm-hmm. He's just not, I don't know, maybe he's not handling conditions in the UAE that well. The first T20 World Cup game comes up Saturday night against South Africa. Do you rest David Warner and bring someone else into open? That would be possibly Matthew Wade moving up the order. What are your thoughts, boys?
No,
I don't think you do. Oh, yeah, his warm-ups haven't been great. Badge, you and I spoke about this, and Woogie at length as well off-air, but I think Warner's one of those players that, one, he's a seasoned veteran, two, he shouldn't be able to rely on that. But they're always talking about who's going to partner Warner. It's not who's going to partner Finch or Wade. It's always been about who's going to partner Warner. And I think Warner is one of those players, and he may prove me wrong, I'm not quite sure, Badge, whether you agree or not, he's one of those guys that may get to the big event like the World Cup and fire. And I use Origin as an example. And Badge, you and I were talking off air about Origin players that have had really poor form, and not real poor form, but haven't been playing to their best, but they get Origin and some trigger just flicks in their body.
Yep. We've talked about Greg Inglis on a number of occasions, haven't we?
Yeah.
Slow into the season, hit Origin, and all of a sudden
your mate Peter Jackson was known for it.
Yeah, Bobby Linder as well, Bobby Linder certainly, I think Parramatta fans blowing up a bit and going, hey, don't play like you do for Queensland. And he was outstanding at representative level. Now, I've got to say, good club player too. But some players are like that. Back on Warner, though, how's he hitting him in the nets, Woogie?
Well, we don't know that. The Australian cricket team
that's
know
it.
That.
You know who does know that? The coach and the selectors. It could be smashing it and just in great touch. And just getting a couple of tough balls or playing a rash shot. He'll sort that out. He'll be there first up. I've got no doubt at all. First up.
I hope he gets runs.
Sunday.
I hope he gets run.
But I don't think you do.
No,
I
do. Because
like
I want. No,
I think you want to see him dropped.
No, I want to see Australia win. So I don't care who opens the batting. I just want to see Australia win. But how long do you stay in the team based on a past reputation? That's my question. And I'll throw it out to the listeners as well. Does Warner deserve to keep his spot in the opening T20 World Cup game? And it's a good debate to have. An absolute good debate.
He's got two games, and I think if he doesn't fire in the two games, and whether that's too late or not, not quite sure, but if he fails after two games, he may lose his position, and we may not see him in the T20 format again.
Is that win, lose or draw, Sats, do you think? It doesn't matter how the Aussies go?
Yeah, no, I think...
You know, if they have really strong wins but he's not going, like, maybe then they can't afford to...
Yeah.
So you've got to remember also, he's one of the best fieldsmen in the game. Mm. There are two parts of the game as well. He plays a huge role in field placement and also his energy in the field as well. So if they win, he'll keep his position. Mm. If they lose and he doesn't fire, I think, obviously, he'll be in the crosshairs.
Who's going to shine the ball?
Exactly.
Come on.
Legally.
We've got to move on from that now. Yeah. Come on. All right, that's been our sports update. Why'd you have to bring that up?
Well, I'm just trying to back you up, Woogie, because you obviously don't want him there. So.
Oh, come on. Farmers Business Network, October sale on now. Order online with confidence, fbn.com/direct. Great to have you on board, Farmers Business Network. This is Sports Day for the new Kia Niro electric SUV range. It has landed. More of your texts to come soon, but up next, part one of your special chat with author of Australia's toughest sports people. You've got to listen to this. I promise you, you'll be blown away by some of these stories. Mick Collis joins us next on Sports Day. Welcome back to Sports Day. Badge and Sats here for your Thursday night. Very interesting chat we're going to have now. Sats, you were sent a book that's been sitting in the Sports Day office here. And we've been looking at it going, we've got to talk to this guy. His name's Mick Collis. He's the author of Australia's toughest sports people. It's a really good book around 12 people who have just... I guess, have been heroic in their acts through their injuries and whatnot.
They define the word courage.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And Mick, I'm going to ask you this question straight up, mate. How did you settle on these 12 when there's probably dozens more stories?
Yeah, look, that's one of the great questions. I keep coming across people that say, oh, why didn't you have this person or why have you got that person in it? So it was always going to be controversial. But, I mean, the idea that got me kicked off in the first place was when I heard that Gillian Rolton had fallen off a horse in the 1996 Olympic Games and she'd broken a collarbone and a rib and she got back on the horse, she fell off again, and then she got back on again and had to ride 3 kilometres over 15 jumps with the broken ribs and the collarbone. I just thought, gee, that's unbelievable that this lady's been able to do that. And I kind of thought about some of the things that I knew about growing up as a kid. And obviously, you know, John Sattler in the 1970 grand final with a broken jaw was a famous one. And Rick McCosker in the 77 test was a famous one. So there was a couple that I knew I wanted to do. And then as I started researching those and talking to people, I had people would say, have you heard about this guy? And I hadn't. And then there'd be one I spoke up at a lunch at Burley Head Surf Club one day and the MC mentioned this guy called Curtis McGrath, who happened to be the audience. And I'd never heard of Curtis McGrath. And I had a chat to him and found his story. And he was a soldier in Afghanistan. And he trod on a landmine, blew both of his legs off. He was the medic, so he had to apply his own tourniquets onto his own legs, that were obviously now missing. And as he was being stretchered out of Afghanistan, he said his mates were feeling a little bit stressed about the whole situation. And he said to the boys, he said, fellas, don't worry, I'll go to the Paralympics. And then 4 years later, he won a gold medal for Australia at the Paralympics. Wow. So it was this growing, it just kind of took on a life of its own as I found more people that are just, you know, look, I was just shaking my head at half of these stories. It was unbelievable. So there's obviously people that I haven't included that people think should be in there. There's some I have included that people don't think should be there. So it's, it was always going to be good conversation over a beer at a bar somewhere.
Mick, it is an amazing book, an amazing read, and I've read it twice, to be quite honest. And it's a really good research to go back on some of the familiar details on some of these great athletes. Was that the story that had the most profound effect on you, the one you just told us about?
The Curtis McGrath, I think so, purely because... I mean, everyone else is the sport. You know, and look, the stories, the things that people went through were phenomenal. And as I said, I just had my jaw on the table as they were telling me what they went through. But you got someone like Curtis McGrath, who no one had heard of. You know, I mean, the majority of people wouldn't know who the bloke was. And he was this real good-looking, strapping bloke. And to know what he'd gone through and to think you're in that situation where you've trodden a landmine and you've blown your legs off and he had the presence of mind to start applying tourniquets and his other team or platoon members came across and he had to say to them, look, I need you to give me some adrenaline. I need you to give me some morphine. And how you could stay sort of coherent in that situation was beyond me. And then the fact that he said it was just a throwaway line just to try and relieve the pressure. And because he was actually born in New Zealand, but he was a soldier for Australia. And as they were wheeling him out in the stretcher, and he said that he was going to go to the Paralympics, And then he said, but it won't be for Australia, it'll be for New Zealand. And one of his mates said, oh, Buggy, you can walk then. And he just, it was just that classic Australian. And so he was one that, yeah, he just, you know, what an impressive young man. And then to see what he did. And he said that when he was in hospital, he started off, he was 90 kilos. When he got out of hospital, he was 60 kilos. And they said that his body, while it was healing, was burning the equivalent of him running a marathon a day, just trying to heal. Oh. And so just, you know, what it had, the effect it had on his body. And then for him to, you know, go through and then, you know, become one of the best Paralympic kayakers on the planet was just phenomenal. Just, you know, just the mental drive of him was, outstanding. That was certainly one. But look, they all affected me in some way, but his was probably the most, if I tried to put myself in his position, I just couldn't have done what he did.
Now, the athlete Stephen Bradbury, as soon as you hear that name, you think of Winter Olympics, gold medal, athletes falling down and him celebrating and becoming a household name in Australia. And Badge and I have spoken about this on a number of occasions, Mick, where a lot of people don't realise he'd been to so many Olympics. It was his fourth Olympics. But the chapter in your book is not about his gold medal. It's more about the forgotten story about the road to that gold medal, which was a pretty rough road, wasn't it?
Yeah, and he's, you know, you talk about people who should and shouldn't have been in the book. That's one person people always say to me, why is he in it? Because all he did was turn up and win that gold medal. But as you said, yeah, it was his fourth Olympic Games, and he won his only gold medal at a world championship when he was 17. So for about a decade, he was one of the best skaters in the world. And people don't give him the credit for actually how good the bloke was. And he said at his first Olympics, he was only 18 and he got excited about all the free McDonald's. So he said he just ate food and had a bad Olympics. And then his next one, he got glandular fever. His next one, I think he ended up getting food poisoning. So his fourth Olympics, all he wanted to do was to race well. He knew he was past it, so he knew he didn't have a whole lot of... He said he probably had two good races in him, and his program was four races. So he won his heat, and he was very happy with that. And then he won his quarterfinal, and he was happy with that. And he got knocked out. I think he came third in his quarterfinal, and there was a protest, so he got elevated into the semi. Same thing happened; people fell over, and then we all know the history of that gold medal. But yeah, his story beforehand. So I think 1993 at a World Cup event, he was in a race, and there was a sort of a stack in front of him, and one of the skaters in front, he's blade was pointing straight up, and Steve fell, and his thigh was basically impaled on this guy's blade, and it went into his leg and just ripped out. And he said by the time he slid across the ice, he looked and there was just this stream of blood. He said, you've got 6 litres of blood in your body. He reckoned he dropped about 4 litres in the space of about 10 seconds. There just happened to be the Canadian doctor on the sideline there watching him, who's come out and basically plugged the holes in his leg. And he said that if he had bled out for another, you know, 10 seconds, he would have been dead. So he said he almost died on the ice, and it took him, I think it was 133 stitches to put his leg back together. And then in 2000, in another training accident, he broke his neck. So and the doctor said, look, mate, you'll never ski again, or you'll never skate again. So, you know, 2 years later, the guy won the gold medal. So for me, the backstory out of all these people was the main thing that I didn't know, and I wanted to know, and I wanted other people to know about. So Bradbury is that classic example about a guy that's just had to persist and overcome so many obstacles to be standing there to actually win that. And it was funny, when we finished the chat, he said, oh, don't you want to talk about the gold medal? And I said, no, mate, we all know that you won the gold medal. I was interested in what happened to get you there. So, yeah, the backstory was the key thing for me.
Mick, these 12 sports stars or people that you've covered in the book, how was the research for that? Did it have its difficulties with some of them? I imagine some would be as simple as you know, turning up and having a good long chat to them. But was it a bit tricky getting your research done on some of them?
Yeah, it was with some. But the main thing I kind of knew the key thing. So, for example, you know, with Dipper and Dermot Berendt in that 89 grand final, I'd seen the vision of them being hit, and so I kind of knew where I wanted to get to with the broken ribs or whatever, or the punctured lung, whatever it was, or you know, sat with your dad, John. I knew he'd broken his jaw, but I wanted to know the rest. So I didn't find out too much information before I went and spoke to them, because I wanted the story to sort of evolve in its own way. And I figure if I knew too much, I probably wouldn't ask enough questions, because I thought, oh, look, I already know that. So I thought if I go in a little bit almost underprepared, I was sitting there like the reader for the first time, finding out all this information that I just didn't know. And even, you know, the Dean Jones story, when he scored that 200 runs in Madras, and he got to about 160 and he said he can't remember anything after 160. And there's that famous sledge that Alan Border gave him. He said, you know, if you don't want to go, go off and I'll get a real man out here. I'll get a Queenslander. And I asked Dean Jones, I said, do you remember him saying that? He said, no, I don't. He said, I don't remember him saying it, but he said, Alan Border wouldn't lie, so I'm sure that he would have said it. So it was just this famous part of Australian folklore. Dean Jones, who was actually there, can't remember it being said. So all these little things that came out of it was, so look, I spent probably about an hour and a half with each person, and it was just, well, you know, for me as a sports fan, to sit one-on-one and just find out their story. And I think they all enjoyed telling the story, because they weren't only talking about that one incident. They were talking about, you know, the way they grew up as kids and the thing that influenced them throughout their lives and all those different little things they had to get across as they were going through. And you know, someone like Rick McCosker had the broken jaw. He said, you know, that was okay, but it wasn't, you know, he didn't think it was anything special. He said the toughest thing he ever did was he was playing a Shield match for New South Wales against Victoria. And he said New South Wales batted first, and then they went to, and he was an opener, so they batted, then he fielded, he was on the ground for the whole game. Well, no, the other way around. He fielded first, then he batted through the innings, fielded, and then was there to hit the winning runs. And he said he was on the field for every single second of that Shield game for 5 days. And he said that was the toughest thing he's ever done. He got on the train in Sydney to go to work, got on in the western suburbs, and he reckons he stood up, fell asleep, and then woke up when he got to Central to start his day. So little things like that people sort of don't know, that was the stuff that I just found absolutely fascinating speaking to these people.
Yeah. Do you feel privileged that you actually got to spend that time with Dean Jones before he passed away last year? That was such a big shock.
And that, you know, that shocked the whole sporting world and you know, me especially, because not me especially, but for me particularly, because the book hadn't come out. He was, you know, I was about to let him tell his story. And yeah, that was, I feel incredibly lucky, because again, you know, he was a guy that I looked up to as a kid, and be able to sit there and he was one of these guys that he really embraced what I was trying to do, because Dean Jones is very old school, and he's one of these guys. Once I said, look, I think kids today are a bit soft, and I want to let them know that you're going to overcome these obstacles and you're going to have these barriers as you try to progress. And he said, oh, mate, yeah, I love that. And in his chapter, he talks about, you know, if kids are fat today, you know, they've got to run. You've just got to say, mate, you're fat, you've got to run. Whereas, you know, people are saying, oh, he might be a bit tired, you know, let him have a rest. But so Dean was, it was great. And I feel incredibly lucky to have sat with all of the people that I sat alongside. And you know, and Sabs, you know, your dad, John, I just had a wonderful afternoon with him, because he's just a fantastic man. And then I went back and saw him a second time, and just had a coffee with him afterwards, because, you know, I just got on well with him and all the people. And they were so generous with their time, and just the way that they let me into these sort of real personal things that they'd gone through. Yeah, I think a privilege is a great word to describe it.
This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. For Kia, the new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Badge and Sats here for your Thursday night. Lots of texts coming through on 0457 736 736. Of course, Badge coming to you from his home studio, the West Tigers home studio, because they finished 13th last year. And we're looking at some of the best Western Suburbs Magpies players and also Balmain Tigers players.
We've got so many studio text messages. Yeah, we have. Guys, I like Tommy and Dallas Donnelly. Dallas Donnelly, what a legend from the Magpies. And, of course, Larry Corowa and Blocker Roach, who are the best players. That's Missy from Dubbo. You've got so many text messages about your favourite players. Yeah, mine's Ciro and Block. Can't
Junior
go past
would get a few votes, wouldn't he? He was their most popular player for a long, long time. That team they had in the late 80s was outstanding, wasn't it, with, you know, Junior and Blocker and Ciro and Benny, Jimmy Jack.
Sporty Gab's always got a list. He has again. Gary Jack, Steve Roach, Paul Siren, and Mick Neal and Trevor Cogger. Bad, you would have played against Trevor Cogger, wouldn't you?
He sort of went through to the late 80s, I'm pretty sure, Trevor Cogger.
Mm. Now, we've also had some text messages around whether a band and a group, and are the Spice Girls an actual band? I think they're a band. Evening, lads. I agree with Jace. A band plays instruments such as the Shadows. A group sings, takes the three tenors, for example. The Spice Girls are a group. That's what Mickey G from Woodbury is saying. The Bangles were a band. Mickey G. The Bengals.
Bengals were
well,
a
they
band.
played guitar.
They did. They
did
played.
They,
guitar. Susanna
did they
Hoffs.
I think they pretended to.
I think
no,
I'm laughing.
Susanna Hoffs
the Mickey
is a
G.
great guitarist.
I thought you were going to say something else. Then.
No.
She could walk like an Egyptian too.
Oh, God.
Now, Hilston says, hi, lads. Tommy, Spice Girls is a group. Didn't play anything and hardly musically trained. I tend to agree with you.
Wow.
Cool. Yeah. So, Jimmy Leese gets a vote also from Wests and Larry Cora. Larry Cora is getting a lot of votes from our listeners.
He was unreal, Larry.
Yeah, he was. And Les Boyd, of course, from West, and Badge, a guy that played for the Dragons but also played for the West, Graham Snake O'Grady.
Yeah. I think I mentioned before, I'm pretty sure he played some Origin, Graham O'Grady.
Did
he? Didn't he? He was...
He might have missed out, I think. But he was a tremendous player.
I hear that.
And Larry Corowa again. That's from Bill in WA. Thanks for listening in WA, Bill.
Danger's in the bath again.
Bang.
Who would he mean by JD? He was terrific.
JD.
Mm. Mm. Donnelly?
John Dorey.
John Dorey.
Joe Cool.
Probably it'd be John Dorey, yeah.
Okay, cool.
He was a good player too, Badge. Badge, you would have missed him, wouldn't you? Did you miss
I think he played against him when he went to Norths.
Okay.
Late in his career, Joe Cool.
Hey, just on the David Warner thing, I'm suggesting maybe he should be looked at being replaced. Maybe one game for Warner, a series for Finch. I think it's better order if you have a wicketkeeper or big hitting all-rounder opening than three or four batters. Cheers, Rodney from Lake Macquarie. No, when was the last time Dave Warner made any runs? Bring in some young blood, Ben Hucks Griffith. Problem is there's not a lot of young blood there because there's only, I think, a squad of about 17 players.
Mm. Gee, you forget quick, you and your mates, Woogie. How good he is.
Well, no, I haven't forgotten because I've noticed he hasn't scored any runs in the last 8 years. So, and that's an exaggeration.
Oh,
but he's struggling in the UAE. But anyway, I think you picked the best players for those conditions.
You know, we are struggling as a country in T20, full stop.
Absolutely.
Now, there's a big chance that we get knocked out in the rounds and not go through.
They reckon it all hinges on your favourite player, Sats. Mitch Marsh.
Apparently he's been hitting well in the nets, as they say.
Smashing it.
Him and Dave.
Yep. I got
hitting
hit the nets
like
once.
Watermelons.
Gee, it hurt.
Good news, though. Stoinis and Smithy got some runs last night. Gee, Stoinis was hitting it cleanly.
Stoinis needed to. Stoinis is always one of those players, unfortunately, that's always, for some reason, is in the firing line. I think he's our best all-rounder.
We got Maxi too.
Oh, how good's he? He was good last night.
Can
as well.
I just say about Glenn Maxwell and to our listeners... They'll be able to understand as well, and they'll appreciate he wore the floppy hat.
He wore the brim hat. How good was it? The Greg Chappell hat.
Yes.
When he plays his best.
Mm.
He looked unbelievable last night. Oh, what do you think? 0457 736 736. Lots to talk about. Also, what song should we end the show with tonight? This song from The Storm, Riders on the from The Doors, Riders on the Storm. That's Badge's choice.
Good song. I like that.
If you want an early night.
We've already had one vote.
Reckless
song sets. Yeah, I like yours.
Yeah, but it's got nothing to do with what's happening in sport this weekend.
Right.
Or The Vapors.
Well, maybe The Vapors. Maybe.
That's my choice, by the
way. Davey Warner needs to be a bit more reckless, Sats. Just go out and have a crack.
Yep. Just back yourself.
It'll happen.
Would you be allowed to make a song of that nature in this current...
Turning Japanese?
This current... life that we live in.
No, you can't mention anything that's not vanilla, that's not straight down the line. No.
Now, so Toronto Rod.
Very, very racist.
He says West players, Arthur Summons, Paul Langmack. Benji Marshall's the West Tigers. And why do they call it a ball band? A boy band. There you go. A boy band don't play any instruments, but they call them a boy band.
Why aren't they called a boy group? Are they a girl group and a boy band?
Yeah.
Why are they called boy band. Something anyway? It doesn't have to be boy or girl. It's got to be, you know. It's got to be inclusive nowadays. So we've seen the death.
So take the boy or the girl out. They're a band.
They're gone. They're just, yeah, but we're back to square one again. This is Sports Day for the new Kia Niro electric SUV range. It has landed. Chris Nelson joins us next.
Got something to say? Text us anytime. 0457 736 736. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. On Sports Day, time for a Racing Queensland update. Queensland is your place to race this year.
Yeah, it certainly is. Chris Nelson's all over it. Chris, big weekend down south, and it's a big weekend of racing across Queensland. First of all, let's get our Racing Queensland news out of the way.
Well, plenty of meetings over the weekend, Jace, in Queensland. The big meeting over the weekend, obviously, is at Doomben on Saturday. But don't forget, we have the Sunshine Coast on Friday night. Love the Friday night racing. The Sunshine Coast on Sunday, the Gold Coast on Saturday, and various cup meetings. I think we mentioned those earlier in the week. There's lots of country cups going around this week. So if you're in one of those local areas, there's probably a country cup in your area. So there you go. Have a look at that. But Doomben, of course, the main meeting on Saturday.
Rightio. Now, of course, the Cox Plates, Zaki, performed well up here in the winter, didn't he? And he's, what, the favourite for the Cox Plate this weekend?
Yeah, well, I'm going to take him on, Jase. I mean, I don't think he's as good a horse in Melbourne or the Melbourne way as he is the Sydney-Brisbane way. His win at Sandown in the Underwood two-back was okay, but just didn't look all that flash. And then he got beaten, of course, in the Caulfield Stakes. Now, the one big plus is James McDonald jumps back on, and James did ride him in those victories, Doomben Cup and the Q22 and the Hollandale during the winter in Queensland. So that's a definite plus. But look, there's rain forecast in Melbourne. It's forecast Friday night, and it's forecast Saturday during the day. So that's going to affect the track because they are racing there, of course, on Friday night. So for me, Chris Waller and Damien Lane, very elegant, number six. She loves to get her toe in the ground. She'll be able to do that. She'll go back. She was too close in the Turnbull in the run behind Incentivise. She won't be too close from that wide gate. They won't be able to push on. So I am tipping very elegant each way, number six in the Cox Plate.
All right. Were you going to throw out a tip for Sydney as well, were you?
Yes, there is one in Sydney. You need to be patient here. I think the whole world will just about be on this. It'll be everybody's get out. Race 10, number 9, Gravina, James Cummings and Kieran McAvoy from gate number 1. Form lines are very strong around its last start. Has a great record at the track. I think we'll be winning that last race. So race 10, number 9, Gravina in Sydney. Just a couple to keep your eye on from a Queensland viewpoint at Randwick. We've got Star Tontes going around in the invitation. Race 9, the $2 million race. That's number 12 for Rob Heathcote. And I've also got Emerald Kingdom for Rob Heathcote going around in race 5, the Falante handicap, number 1. I think Emerald Kingdom will give a really good sight in front. So keep an eye on those.
Rightio, mate. It's a big weekend of racing. And, of course, Queensland is racing. The action continues this week across the Sunshine State. Visit racingqueensland.com.au. We'll catch you next week, mate.
Look forward to it.
Right, yeah, Chris Nelson there here on Sports Day. Boys, gee, we've got to do some weather right now too. What about all the – we're doing it with thanks to FBN Community Builder. Grow your business as an FBN Community Builder. All that rain, the supercell storms that we've had during the week. Did you see northern New South Wales, Coffs Harbour? They were four parts of the area, 40 – I think it's 40 centimetres or 40 millimetres of hail, which looked like snow, size of golf balls. Absolutely.
Why is it always the size of golf balls?
Well, I saw some size of cricket balls the other day.
Yeah. Why isn't it ping pong balls?
Exactly. I don't know. It could be.
Is that too hard for reporters to say?
Yeah.
Well, they'll bounce
table
too much.
Tennis ball size hail across the area region.
Yeah, but that doesn't cause any damage. If you were getting hit by table tennis balls, it's not going to hurt anything, is it? So, where's a golf
depends
ball?
Where you're getting hit from a ping pong ball.
What do you mean?
Move on.
Okay. So, but anyway, good news. That is all gone. Cleanup is happening throughout the Coffs Harbour area in particular, and should be a fairly okay weekend. Tops in the mid to high 20s, so it's starting to warm up, but hopefully not too many of those storms to come. Become a farmer's
Looks like it's going to be a bit of wet for the Cox Plate, but doesn't it?
Yeah, that's in Victoria, though.
Yeah, I know, but in relation
it's
to...
It's not in Coffs Harbour.
No, but I'm talking about it has a huge effect that's on who you're going to pick when it comes to the Cox Plate.
In Coffs Harbour.
You thought it was the Coffs Plate.
So I thought the weather would be a little bit more...
No, I'm just looking. I've been asked to focus on areas where there's been some bad storm activity. Okay. Can't Coffs Harbour have 5 minutes, mate?
My mum lives near Coffs Harbour. Oh. All the locals in Red Rock.
It's a good horse breeding territory too, really.
Well, they'll be at the Cox Plate next year. Become
trees.
A Farmers Business Network Community Builder and introduce the future of farming to your community. Russell Crowe lives there, doesn't he?
Well, just outside,
Nana.
Yeah.
No, his Nana does.
Nana Glenn.
It's a weird name for your grandmother, though, isn't it, Glenn? Well,
yeah, I thought don't you so. Think?
Oh, no, Glenn Close. Glenn Close, yeah, there is, isn't there? More of your texts coming through quickly, Sats. One quick one before we go.
Benji Marshall as the Tiger. Noel Kelly for the Magpies. That's Benny.
Oh, the great Ned Kelly.
Keith Barnes, Noel Kelly again.
Don't read out Jeff from Yass's text.
I'm not going to read that.
I just saw that. Can I change my song? Can I? This is Sports Day. The all-new Kia Niro electric SUV range available as a hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and full electric. Back soon, part two with our Mick Collis interview here on Sports Day.
Got something to say? Text us anytime. 0457 736 736. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.